Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 8th of October, 2017. Birthday of Philip Booth, born in Hanover, New Hampshire, 1925. Spent most of his life on the coast of Maine. Philip Booth, the poet who said, "I think survival is at stake for all of us, all the time. Every poem, every work of art, everything that is well done, well made, well said, generously given, adds to our chances of survival." It's the birthday of Robert Lawrence Stein, R.L. Stein, born Columbus, Ohio, 1943, loved horror stories as a kid. He kept writing through college, moved to New York City, edited a humor magazine for a few years. When it folded, he decided to try horror, and his series for teenagers, Fear Street, became a huge success. So he wrote a series for younger kids, Goosebumps, and his sales went through the roof. He's written more than 100 books, sold more than 400 million copies. He said, "I was in my hometown of Columbus driving to a bookstore for a book signing. I was stuck in a huge traffic jam. I was worried I would be late. I was annoyed at all the traffic. When we finally approached the bookstore, I realized that the traffic jam was caused by all the people who were coming to see me." R.L. Stein said, "I'm really a writing machine. I have no rituals. I don't need a special desk or special background music. As long as I have a keyboard in front of me, I can write." It was on this day, 1971, John Lennon released his second solo album, Imagine. The title track, the song Imagine, was the best-selling song of his solo career, and it was included on BMI's list of the top 100 most performed songs of the 20th century. It was on this day, 2015, the Nobel Prize in Literature was awarded to the Belarusian journalist and author Svetlana Alexievich, who had covered the Chernobyl disaster, the Soviet war in Afghanistan, and compiled oral histories of people who experienced the collapse of the Soviet Union firsthand. And it's the birthday of the comic book writer Harvey Pekar, born in Cleveland, 1939. His friend Robert Crumb, the comic book artist, suggested that Pekar write about the ins and outs of his daily life, and Pekar did, and Crumb illustrated it, and it became a book entitled American Splendor, which in 2003 was made into a very popular movie. Here's a poem by W.S. Merwin entitled Just Now. In the morning, as the storm begins to blow away, the clear sky appears for a moment, and it seems to me that there has been something simpler than I could ever believe, simpler than I could have begun to find words for, not patient, not even waiting, no more hidden than the air itself, that became part of me for a while with every breath and remained with me unnoticed, something that was here, unnamed, unknown, in the days and the nights, not separate from them, not separate from them as they came and were gone. It must have been here, neither early nor late. Then by what name can I address it now, holding out my thanks? Just Now, a poem by W.S. Merwin from his collected poems published by the Library of America and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.